David Guetta and Sia She-Wolf, 98 FM. This is Kieran O'Connor on The Fix. So congratulations, first of all, on getting out of January. It was a long month, but finally February is here. And you may think back 5 weeks ago and you probably had a few ideas. You were going to become healthier, become fitter. And you might have started a New Year's resolution. You bought new runners, a new Fitbit, new gym gear. And now February's here and that's all gone in the bin. Joining me on the phone from Pro Fitness Gym in Churchtown and Dundrum is Adrian Harper. Good evening, Adrian.
Hiya, Kieran.
How are you this evening?
Very good, very good.
So what I was saying there is a lot of people at the start of January, they get these notions that they're going to become fitter and healthier, and then come February, they all seem to die out.
Yeah, Kieran, like this time of year, people would usually start their fitness plan in January, and it's a time of year where everybody has good intentions. We would see an uptake in people joining the gym, and commitment levels tend to drop off come the end of January, coming into February, when people kind of don't see instant weight loss. And there's a number of different things that people can do to help with their progress and not just focusing solely on the scales.
Well, that's what we're going to do all this week here on 98 FM's The Fix. We're going to give you some simple tips that may help you along and give you a bit of a kick up the arse this February and get you back motivated like you were in January.
So the two we're going to talk about today would be water and exercise. So for me, I would say water is very, very important. It's really essential in our body for optimal health. We would see that a lot of people come into us and when you ask them how much water they would take, it's very, very low. A lot of people don't drink any water at all and they kind of rely on their fluids from teas and coffees. And they do find it hard then when they start into an exercise program because they're often very dehydrated and it often leads to people snacking. So kind of like they're picking away at biscuits and different things during the day. When often if you kind of give your body a little bit more water, the snacking and the kind of hunger goes away. And it's something that I would say is really, really important to keep you from snacking and staying away from the biscuits and different things like that. When you start increasing the amount of water, you'll feel like you want to exercise a little bit more. You feel a little bit better, a bit more energy. We would say to people that the absolute minimum would be 1.5 litres of water per day. Often people are way below that. If you don't like the taste of water, you could add in a couple of fruits, things like cucumbers and maybe lemon or lime. They'll make the water taste that little bit different if you don't like plain drinking water.
Just on the coffee and tea thing, a lot of people add sugar and a lot of people are adding in milk and having a snack with your tea. What advice would you give there to maybe cut out the sugar?
I would say to people, if you are drinking a lot of coffee and tea, drop one cup off per day. Add in a herbal tea, something like green tea or chamomile tea. There's loads of nice taste in herbal teas. They'll be much better for you than your tea or coffee, and then gradually weed it down. Like we say, one or two cups per day. You'll feel really good if you kind of cut back on your coffees and teas. Add in some water and you'll notice a big improvement in how you feel and your energy levels.
And in turn, with that energy level, that will give you more energy to get out and get exercising, which leads on to your next point.
The second point. So exercise will be so important. It can be as simple as walking. Just instead of jumping straight into an advanced high intensity class, if you just get out and move around, get active, try and maybe go for a walk every single day. It can be as simple if you're going on the bus to work that you might get off a stop earlier. If you find you're not getting any time in the evening to do your walking, you might go for a walk on your lunch break. I would say to people, if you have one of those fitness watches, like a Fitbit or a Garmin or different watches, aim for in and around 10,000 steps per day. But you'll feel so much better. You'll burn plenty of calories. Another thing that I would say to people is, especially now, if you've dropped off on something that you had planned to do, maybe get together with a few friends or some family and you could set up a little bit of a walking group and you could aim to get out for a walk every evening with each other. The evenings are starting to pick up now as well. So as we're coming into February and March, the evenings are getting that bit brighter. It's a nice time to get out walking. Get out in groups of two or three or four or do it as a family thing where you're kind of saying, well, we'll set up a little bit of a group and we'll maybe challenge each other for a month, see who can do the most steps each day and add it up over the month and maybe have a prize for the winner. Once you start doing that regularly, it becomes a thing that can lead to weight loss and then might get you into a fitness plan or something after that. But there's nothing stopping you getting out walking.
And especially if you have a dog, maybe you have kids at home, maybe they can hop on a bike beside you, bring your dogs out. And it's an excuse to get out in the evening, drag your other half And as you said, the weather is getting better at the moment. Coats, hats, scarf, flash them on for now in the next month or two. But come summertime, it's going to be delightful after work.
Yeah, and there's even things like the park runs, Ciarán, they're free, or there's very little money to enter. And that could be something that you build up to. So the walking might lead to going out for a jog. Then you could give yourself a challenge that you might be able to do the 5K park run.
So if there's someone listening to 90FM now and they're taking your advice on board, the big thing for them to do tomorrow and start it tomorrow, there's no point in leaving it for next week, it's to intake more water, ideally 1.5 litres a day or more depending on your size, and get out and exercise, even if it is something as simple as getting off the bus, stop early and walking to work.
Yeah, 100%. I would say everybody can do that. Make that a priority. Make yourself number one for a few weeks and make sure that you're going to get some form of exercise in every day. Don't neglect your exercise. It's really, really important. You'll feel so much better. You'll be much more productive in work.
Adrian Harper from Pro Fitness Gyms in Churchtown and Dundrum, thank you so much for coming on. You're going to be here this time every evening for the week. You're going to give us some simple tips that the people of Dublin can try and help them and get them back on track after their New Year's resolutions might have dropped off and now January's gone. It's time to get out and do a bit of exercise.
Yep, I want to focus on giving people some simple tips, things they can implement right away and things they'll notice an improvement immediately, more or less.
Adrian, thank you so much. We'll chat to you again tomorrow night here on 90FM's The Fix.
Super, thanks, Ciarán.
Codaline, their latest song right now. This is Wherever You Are. You see.